Hey guys, welcome back to the train wreck. The first thing I'd want to talk about was just that, you know, I hope you guys are doing well. I know it's midterm season for a lot of us, and I know it's getting dark at like 5 o'clock, and a lot of people are getting sick. So stay strong, the year is almost over. Let's end this year good and start the next one better. Anyways, I wanted to talk about purpose and valuing time. By this I mean kind of finding something you're passionate about and really doing it for your own value. And kind of, you know, allocating your time towards it or towards other things. By this I mean that if you do something that's considered unproductive, like playing video games or watching TV or, you know, stuff like that that is typically looked at as unproductive, I guess, that if you're doing it, you should be doing it not to fill a gap of time, that instead you should be giving your time to it. By this I mean that if you choose to watch TV for 2-3 hours a day, that you're actually choosing to do it, that you actually enjoy it and you're having fun, and that you're actually doing it for a reason, that it's bringing value to your life and you're not just filling some time gap. I've recently suffered from a Dota addiction. It's some game I've been playing since the fourth grade, and it's, you know, been pretty prevalent in my life, and it's a big part of, like, me, I guess. And, you know, sometimes I'd play, like, I usually play it for fun. I enjoy it. It's fun. It's exciting. I like it. It brings value to my life. It's one of those things that if I stay too far away from a long time, I kind of, you know, start not losing myself, but obviously start, you know, feeling a little down, or like, hey, maybe I should play some or kind of bring that into my life. It adds value to me. But sometimes when I'm in a dark spot in my life, or when I'm stressed, when I'm just not sure what to do, I would often go and play it and almost kind of get, well, I do get pretty addicted to it, in the sense that it's not about me just playing it for fun anymore. It's about me kind of using it to fulfill something in my life, something that I can't find anywhere else. I don't know what it is, but yeah, it got to a point where it was just eating all my time. I was making it a priority. I would play it and skip out on working out or working on my, you know, my podcast, my photography, my schoolwork. I would kind of just use it to fill spaces and to take over things just because I was like unsure of what I wanted to do. And it was a bad spot for me. And in that sense, I was wasting time. I wasn't giving my time to it. I wasn't valuing my time. I was just kind of, I guess, throwing my time away with Dota. And, you know, that's obviously not a good thing, something you don't want to do. And, you know, like sometimes I would play it and it's like, oh, I want to play an hour, I'll play 2 hours, it'll help me, it's good for my mental health. But then it got to the point where it was just eating away at me. I was falling back into like a cycle of, you know, kind of like depression, and I just wasn't sure what to do with myself. And, you know, I've cut it off for the last couple of days, like ever since I realized how bad it got, and my life's been a lot better, and I've been, you know, more on my stuff again. And like, that's the kind of thing I just wanted to tell you guys about. It's just, I guess, finding things that bring value to your life and keeping it at value. I do this with people now, too, and I think it's important to do with people, too. That when you choose to go out and hang out with somebody, that you're actually, you know, wanting to hang out with them, that it actually brings value to your life. That if I choose to go spend a night out drinking or eating food with you, that you're going to appreciate it. You're going to appreciate the fact that I could have been doing anything else with my time, but I'm choosing it to do it with you. And I find that if you don't ever do that with yourself, or if you don't ever value your own time, people are going to take you for granted, and people aren't going to, I guess, truly be able to appreciate you. I know for a long time that's happened to me. For a long time I was so willing to just go out of my way for people, do things for people, and just kind of not really do things for myself. And I'm not saying that I still don't do that for people. Like, I'm still always down to hang out, still always down to, you know, help people out when I can. But when I do it now, it's not the sense of why not? It's not the sense of, oh, I have nothing else to do, so I'll come help you. It's more like, I'm busy, I have a life, but I appreciate you, so I'm going to give you my time. And I think once you kind of develop that mindset, things start becoming a little more, not clear, but your life does definitely improve. And you do definitely start attracting more people and better quality people. When you start kind of figuring out what's valuable, why am I valuable? Why is my time valuable? Where do I want to spend it? And you're spending it like it's something that's important to you. People tend to realize that and people tend to gravitate towards you more. And I think for me, at least right now, that's a really big thing because it's a big shift for me. I've always been kind of a yes man. And nowadays it's, you know, if I'm trying to do something and no one wants to do it or people aren't respecting my time, I would just tell them to, you know, kind of, okay, go leave, do your own thing. I'm going to do what I want to do because I want to do it. You know, I'm not doing anything for people anymore, strictly for them, if that makes sense. And I'm not saying don't be selfless, but I'm just saying that if you're doing something for someone, it has to definitely be not just because. It should be that you have a reason, that you have a purpose, and that it's a value to you to be doing this for someone. And that, because if you just do things for people because you have nothing else to do, then really you're just kind of filling time with people. You're not really investing. You're not really giving them anything. You're just kind of throwing your time away because it's not valuable and you don't really care about it. And I know a lot of people do that too. And it's why a lot of people at the end of the day start feeling empty, or they start feeling like nobody's fighting for their time or nobody gives a damn about them. Because at the end, it's almost like you don't care about yourself. You don't care about your time. You don't value yourself. Why are other people going to, you know? And that kind of, you know, goes a little back with what I was saying in the last podcast about finding that spark and finding, you know, falling in love with yourself and the importance of that. Because, you know, if you fall in love with yourself, you value yourself, other people will see it too, and you'll kind of find that, you know? And this brings me to, like, kind of the next point I want to talk about. It's the idea of a purpose, the idea of you finding something you're passionate about, or something that maybe you're not even passionate about, just something you like that you want to do, and using that to, or not using it to fill your time, but rather you're giving your time to it. For instance, some people don't have a lot of hobbies. I know I really don't. That's why I picked up trying to do a podcast, picked up photography, picked up all these other little stuff that, you know, maybe I would be good at, maybe I'd like doing. And in a sense, when I'm out by myself, if I'm out eating, or if I have time in between classes, I'm not just sitting around listening to music, texting people, being reliant on others to fulfill my time because I feel lonely or I'm bored. I'm always constantly trying to work. I'm always working. I'm always trying to come up with new ideas, find spots for me to go take pictures, or I'm always writing poetry, or I'm trying to do things for myself. That way I'm not so, you know, lonely, I guess. In a sense, what I'm trying to say is when you find your purpose, when you find the things that you want to work for that are truly from you, you kind of let that occupy your time. You kind of let that, you know, occupy you when you go out. When you're by yourself, you kind of let your purpose keep you company. It's almost like a companion or a second part of you. For instance, I have no problems going out alone nowadays. Like if I go out and decide I want to eat wings, I would go and eat by myself. I don't need people to go with me. Or even if I go to a bar, I don't really need people to go with me. It's cool. I like hanging out with people, sure. But when I go, it's, you know, for me. That like I'm totally comfortable sitting at a bar with loud blazing music and I'm just sitting there on my phone working on ideas for a podcast, working on ideas for my next paper, even just stuff like that I'm cool with because I kind of found that purpose, kind of found that the best company I can have is myself, and kind of the best company I have is, you know, my own thoughts and the stuff I want to do. And, you know, a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people do. But I don't think a lot of people realize just how important that is. That when people go out to social events or people go out to do this and that, they are always looking for something. And I think when you go out looking for things, you're never going to find what you're looking for. And if you always just look inwards instead of outwards, you'll naturally, I guess, find those things that you kind of were looking for originally. Like if you go out looking for friends, it's going to be hard to make friends. But if you go out confident, you go out being yourself, you go out just doing your own thing, people will gravitate towards you. And maybe you'll make friends, or maybe you won't. But at the same time, it doesn't matter because you're out there for yourself. And because, you know, you're out there keeping yourself company. And I'm not saying don't go out and make friends. I'm not saying cancel plans on your friends if, you know, they want to go somewhere else. I'm just saying do that if it's going to bring you the most value. That I'm saying don't feel the pressure or the need to ever shift or change your plans if you feel like it's not going to bring you the most value. That if maybe instead of going out to dinner with your friends, you feel like sitting at home reading a book. That like you being alone there, and you being able to be comfortable to just stay at home and read, even though you're technically not doing anything in the eyes of other people, I guess, that brings you value. So you should do that. You should do what you want. And I think that's really powerful, especially in, you know, friendships and relationships where I feel like a lot of people are often pressured to do things for each other, that sometimes your friend might be pressured to go hang out with you because they haven't seen you in a while, even though they don't want to. It's more like a convenience type of thing. What happens with couples too, where the guy or the girl or, you know, either whatever partner feels like, I need to hang out with you because we haven't hung out all week. And it's more so like, I want to hang out with you. I want to give you my time. And I feel like that's how it should be. It shouldn't be a matter of we need to hit these certain standards because we need to. It should be, I want to hit these standards because I want to. Because hitting those standards brings value to me, you know? And that's just kind of, you know, a thing I have to learn how to realize lately. To just kind of, you know, do my own thing, be myself, and not be so scared of scaring people off or losing people. And that's also kind of a small other thing I kind of wanted to talk about, was just having that mindset of, you know, once you kind of find your purpose, once you find your self-worth and you value your time and you're really on top of your game, that once you hit that point and you build your confidence and you become in tune with who you are, that you really are able to keep doing that and keep being yourself and not being scared of losing people. And I'm not saying don't go out and be an asshole, don't be rude to people, you know, like still be a good person. But being a good person, it means valuing yourself, and that you shouldn't be scared of telling your friends no or telling your partner no. You shouldn't be scared of saying, you know, I want to do this tonight. You guys either join me or you don't. You shouldn't be scared of doing those things and scared of like not pleasing people, because ultimately you should always just please yourself, because at the end, whether it's your friendships or your relationships or whatever, if you keep adjusting, you keep pleasing others, sure, they are happier, I guess, short term. But in the long term, you'll start losing yourself. And eventually, people will break apart from you because you're not even yourself anymore. You're not even their friend. You're not even the person they know anymore. You just kind of become this other thing. And I don't even know what that thing is. But all I know is that I have been that thing. That once I started conforming too much. I started saying yes too much. I started adjusting my life too much towards people. That I kind of became nothing. And it didn't matter if I said yes or no anymore. People didn't care. It didn't matter if I didn't want to do something. It didn't matter what I wanted anymore, because I never made it matter. And what I guess I'm trying to tell you guys is that I want you guys to always make your words matter, make your feelings matter, make yourself matter above all else. That you are an asset to yourself. And to have that mindset of abundance, that mindset of, you know, if someone doesn't like you, either a friend or a partner or anyone, that you're going to stick around, going to change so they can like you. Instead, you should be able to tell them no. You know, if they're not with your program, if they're not with you, if they're not down with you, or if they're not down with, you know, kind of how you live your life, then cut them off. Find someone who is. Find people that are. And, you know, I'm not saying don't adjust. You know, I always say I'm not saying a lot because I don't want you guys to take this as a strict face value, whites and blacks, you know. It's definitely a gray area where you have to kind of manage it yourself. You have to choose what you're comfortable doing with people, what you're comfortable adjusting and changing. But ultimately, it does come down to you taking care of yourself. That, yeah, sometimes you can sacrifice. Yeah, sometimes you can change your plans, sure. But when you do it, you have to make damn well sure that you're doing it for you. That, yeah, you're doing it for them, but then it's also like, you know, this will be funner. That if I say, tonight I want to go out to Applebee's and drink and do my homework, but then my friends want to go out and go to the club or do this, and I kind of weigh the values, and even though I really want to go do my homework at Applebee's, I know I'm going to have fun, and I'm going to have a better time if I go out with my friends. So then that way you would adjust and go out with your friends. Stuff like that. For me, at least, that's how I see it. A lot of the stuff I say is definitely just from my perspective at this current time. So, you know, maybe it'll change in the future. Maybe it won't. I'm not sure either. But this is how I see things now. And I gotta say that, you know, my life, the quality of my life has been a lot higher. Sure, I still deal with stress, still deal with like crap here and there from myself. But I can say, generally speaking, living this kind of life of abundance and kind of living this life of valuing my time and my worth has been a lot better. Because I notice that when I hang out with people now, or when I ask people to go out, and when I'm hanging out with them, it's better that they are really enjoying my presence and that they're really kind of valuing the time I spend with them. It's not more just like, oh yeah, he's just here because he has nothing else to do. It's more like, wow, he really wants to be here. I'm actually having a good time. And I've noticed that even with just the interactions of, you know, people. When I talk to people, when I'm talking to a cashier, or I'm talking to just some random guy or girl, like in class, there's a weird shift now. There's a notice of like, I'm attentive. I'm giving you my attention. I'm giving you my thoughts. And we're talking now. I'm not just doing it, you know, to be comfortable. I'm not just doing it because I have nothing else to do. I'm doing it because I like engaging. I like conversation. I like talking to people. And I like to, you know, make people heard. I like building that conversation. I mean, that's the whole point of my podcast. The whole point of, you know, the media I'm trying to set up, it's the idea of conversation, the sharing of thoughts, and kind of, you know, the idea of being able to be alone but still be connected with everyone. So going forward, I guess plans for this podcast, plans for my media page. I don't know if you guys follow me enough, but I changed the train wreck to the train wreck media because I also want to do poetry or prose writing. I also want to do photography, you know, maybe even do cosplay, share ideas, and obviously do the podcast because I want to build conversation. I want people to almost use my media as almost an outlet to speak to each other, to share ideas, and kind of build this, not a family, or I guess a family, but a social group, or like a little, you know, piece or thing that can go into people's lives and bring them value. That when you're listening to me talk here, it's not just me, you know, spewing things out of my mouth, that you're actually listening and that you actually think about it and that you actually want to engage. Maybe tell other people about it. Tell people what I talk about, or, you know, converse with me. Tell me where I have, you know, problems in my logic. You know, I want that conversation. You know, and if we're doing art, if we're doing photography, we're doing poetry, and we're sharing ideas, I want to be able to talk about what the good and the bad, and kind of have that conversation and really having us find the values in that. I mean, that's the whole point of all this. That's always been the whole point of, I guess, my writing and everything I've ever done. It's always to build conversation. And yeah, that's really about it for this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I feel like I say this a lot, but I'm really going to try to have releases on Sundays and then maybe once throughout the week, just because I feel like Sundays are good. You know, typically it's a more lazy day, because I figured you could either start your week with the podcast or end your week with it, you know, either way. But yeah, I hope you guys continue to do good. I appreciate you for listening. And, you know, follow my Twitter, my Instagram, whatever, or don't. I don't really care. But follow my stuff if you like it, I guess. Share it, whatever. But I really just hope you guys, you know, really listen and took what I said in. And I really hope that I'm able to help or reach out to you guys when I am talking. And that, you know, I am going through this journey of self-discovery right now. And I truly hope that you guys are able to go through it side by side with me. Or if you're already past the point where I'm at, that you're able to look back and remember what I'm going through and that you're going to go through it too, you know, and that, or if you're not there yet, maybe you have something to look forward to, because this is definitely a journey. We're all still young. I don't care if you're 40 or 50 or 60, you still have years ahead of you. And really, it's all relative, you know. I don't care if you're 18 or 60, we still have time. And if you're listening right now, we will always continue to grow, you know, until the day that we really just can't anymore. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing. But I love you guys. Have a good one. Let's, you know, have a good year. Let's finish this way strong. And let's have, you know, good holidays and family time and all that other noise. All right. Goodbye and thank you.